30 years on from his assassination, the life and legacy of Archbishop Oscar Romero is being celebrated in his native El Salvador and by church leaders in countries around the globe. Known by local people simply as Monsignor, Archbishop Romero was shot dead on March 24, 1980, while saying Mass in the small chapel where he lived in the capital, San Salvador. English Bishop Arthur Roach from Leeds is currently in San Salvador with the Catholic aid agency CAFOD. He told Philippa Hitchin about the celebrations that took place this weekend outside the cathedral where Romero's body was laid to rest.
We attended the Mass on Saturday evening, which was in the square in front of the cathedral, and was attended by quite an enormous crowd of people, mainly Salvadorians, but people who had come elsewhere, perhaps from North America, the predominance, and also from South America. If prior to that, the young people had made a procession of light from 5 o'clock in the evening, making their way through the streets of San Salvador to the cathedral itself. And that's the only event that we've actually been to with regard to Monsignor Romero. We came out here really on a sensitization program to see what CAFOD's work is here in this country.
It's extraordinary to think that his killers felt that by assassinating him, they would perhaps remove all trace of him, would somehow his legacy would be forgotten. And yet 3 decades on, his legacy is far greater than he himself could ever have imagined.
Yes, it's extraordinary. I mean, he himself said only days before he was assassinated that they may kill me, but I shall rise again in the people of El Salvador. And I think that's really very clear to see. It's very touching as you go around not only the city but other places within this country. And you know that you're standing on very hallowed ground –